preschool families and students and staff and all those who have gathered here today as we celebrate and honor our preschool. And at this point, let me invite Nancy Boughton-Knight, who is our director of our preschool, who's going to talk for a while.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing us to worship with you today. I just want to quickly introduce our teachers. We have a couple that had child sick and prior commitments, so two of them couldn't be here today, but we have Stephanie Evans. You want to stand? Jeanette Jacobs. Jackie O'Driscoll. And Kelsey Snellgrove. I also want to recognize our preschool oversight committee members. If you could please stand when I call your name. Steve and Martha Summer. Stephanie Cowan. Kathy Harrell. Mary Lewis. Holly May. Faith Thomas. Pastor Gary.
Are you standing?
Yes. Thank you for your commitment to the preschool. Y'all do a great job. And I also want to recognize all the preschool families. If you could please stand. Please. I know there's a lot of them. Some of them had to leave, but thank you.
Thank you. You'll take that back. They will be singing a little bit later in worship, and so we'll look forward to hearing from the children at that point. Great. I hope that you got to experience the refugee simulation during the Sunday school hour, but I also want to tell you about this coming Wednesday at 6:45 p.m. We have Reverend Julie Walkup Bird from McGregor Presbyterian, who's going to come and share with us. That church has brought some refugee families over, so it's an opportunity for us to talk with somebody who has done this, to learn, to listen, to ask questions, and so we look forward to that opportunity to talk with someone who's been through this. What was it like for you? What do we need to be aware of? What do we need to think about? That's this coming Wednesday at 45. Connie Davis wanted to talk about coats for a minute.
Thank you. I just wanted to remind everybody that our coat
Thank you, Connie. Jim, do you want to say anything about the Coral Scholars Gala?
We will continue to be selling tickets at the church today. Plus, you might want to hang out a little bit because they're going to be singing two of the songs from the program today, a little teaser. So you might want to listen to that. We thank you so much for your continued support for the program. Thank you, Paul.
So you're going to be singing during church or after church? I'm not asking anybody out here. I presume after church?
Well, that's, I think Martha said, we'll see how the sermon goes.
Yeah, right. It'll be too late at that point. let me also mention to you that I got an email from Tom Mitchell yesterday. You remember Tom? He was one of our field workers. And he and Jackie had the birth of a little girl yesterday, Josephine Joy. And so anyway, please remember and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Sarah.
Good morning.
Excuse me.
We rehearse. after worship, you will see some of our youth camp standing in the narthex of some soup bowls that are asking for money.
Checks can be made to Redeemer or Sarah.
final number. We still have some room, so please, if now your Sunday evening is free and you have nothing better to do, come hang out with me. And that was funny. You check out the follow page. We've got lots going on, including some stuff that's due today. And thank you to all who are able to make it this morning to the simulation. Our committee has worked really hard to provide a variety of opportunities for this congregation to come together to learn about the realities of the refugee crisis as well as how our congregation can respond to them. Whether you are all in, you're for it. Whether you are indifferent, it's a ministry. I might not be a part of it, but this congregation can go ahead with it. Or if you're like, no way. Why not come and be a part of the conversation? Don't ask me why you should come. I ask why not come and be a part of the conversation. Come and be a voice. Come and be a part of it. And be excited that your congregation is struggling with the real stuff. We are having conversations about deep ministry to people from across this world. That is a cool thing to be a part of. So come. February is full of events. We'll be doing a simulation two more times in February, as well as speakers that Pastor Gary talked about. We hope you take the opportunity to come and be a part of the conversation.
So Sarah. No, this is an easy one.
Do you
know any results so far on the Super Bowl?
Yes, we raised $87.53. Nearly $90.
I want to know who's ahead.
Oh, I don't remember. We're doing great, though.
Okay. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who stretches out the heavens, who sends light to the nations, who gives breath to us all.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. loving God. We confess that we have turned from your way to follow our own ways. Forgive us for the times we have spoken or acted too quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. We have hurt those closest to us. We have hurt those we have yet to know. We have thought more about ourselves than others. We have thought less of ourselves than we ought. Turn us around and give us a fresh start so that we can live again as your children. Amen. Even when we have done wrong, God makes us right. Even when we have messed up, God puts us together. God's love never runs out. God never tires of calling us beloved children. In God's love and grace, your sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds, the world may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
This time we are excited to continue celebrating our preschool Sunday by having our preschool children celebrate in music. Nancy.
to come forward for the children's
and I A reading from Micah. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I set before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, and you know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from 1 Corinthians. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided, through the foolishness of her proclamation, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Consider your own call, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, things that are not, to reduce to nothing things that are, so that no one might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. So there was this woman who wanted a parrot who could talk. So she went to several pet stores before she found one. The owner told her, however, that this particular parrot had previously been owned by a bartender, and that though he could say anything, he occasionally used bad language. She told him she would buy him anyway and teach him to say good things. Well, everything went well for about a month. The parrot learned to say, praise the Lord, and a number of other Christian phrases. And then one day the woman forgot to feed him, and when she came home, she heard him cursing. She grabbed him up and said, I told you not to talk that way. I'll teach you never to do that again. And she put him in the freezer and shut the door. A few minutes later, she took him out and said, have you learned your lesson? The bird shivered and replied, yes, ma'am. She said, are you going to talk that way anymore? And the parrot replied, no, ma'am. About 7 months went by without a bit of foul language. Apparently, the bird was cured of his rascally habits. But then one day she forgot to feed him, water him, or clean his cage. And when she returned home that day, he was carrying on worse than ever. She grabbed him and put him back in the freezer, but then got busy with other things and forgot him for some time. He was almost frozen when she thought of him. She put him in his cage to thaw out. Finally, he began to move and talk just a little, and she asked him again, "Did you learn your lesson?" "Yes, ma'am," he retorted. And he sat quietly, shivering for a few more minutes. And then he said, "Can I ask you a question?" And she said, "Yes." And the parrot said, "I thought I knew all the bad words there were, but just what did that turkey in there say?" Lucky for us, that's not the kind of judgment God hands out, or we'd all have frostbite. And today, that's what the prophet Micah reminds us of, that we have a God who hands out hope in response to our guilt. Most of us don't know much about the book of Micah, hidden deep in the small books of our Old Testament. And yet some of the greatest gems in Scripture come from these verses. It is Micah, along with Isaiah, who talks about a world of peace where we beat our swords into plowshares. And it is Micah who talks about the Messiah coming from small little Bethlehem, which leads us to the birth of Jesus and to the song, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." And then there's the passage we have as our first lesson today. It's a dramatic courtroom scene. "Plead your case," God says. And suddenly we realize that it is our faithlessness that is on trial here. "Oh, my people," God implores with deep passion, "what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me." And then he goes on to tell of all the things he has done. He tells of time after time when he was there to save them, when he was there in the midst of life with comfort and hope and help, the things we have forgotten and neglected as we have chased after every other thing but God. And it's clear pretty quickly that we're guilty. God has been ever faithful to us, and we have been ever faithless to God. Then suddenly we speak. "How can we make it up to you, O Lord?" we ask. "What can we do? What can we give you in order to be right with you?" And the prophet brushes all that away. God doesn't want our things. God wants us. As Micah says, "He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" God doesn't want our things. God wants us. We are called to a new way of life as God's children. We are to do justice, standing up for the poor and oppressed, and working not for our own benefit, but for the equity of all people. We are to love kindness, living out mercy and steadfast love with each other and God, full of faithfulness. We are to walk humbly with our God, orienting our lives around and in God and God's way always, and knowing that no matter where God leads us, God walks with us. God doesn't want our things. God wants us. Oh, people of God, know this. In the warmth of God, our frostbite is gone. Do justice. Love kindness. And walk forever with our God. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Great God of all creation, you are the source of all life. As you walk with all people in all places, we pray for this faith community, this city, this country, and the whole world. We pray for those who are persecuted on your account, and for all who are poor in spirit. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all knowledge, we give you thanks for all education and faith formation ministries. We especially thank you for the gift of our Redeemer Preschool, for the teachers, the parents, and children. Remind us that we are all your children who continue to teach and learn in all we do and all we are. We ask that you continue to strengthen all as we learn to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of gentleness, you are with us in times of need. We pray for all who mourn. We know you see the lost, the sick, the hungry and forgotten people. As you keep watch on all of your kingdom, we especially ask for your comfort and care on those saints we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Restorer of the universe, we are bound together by your holy embrace. It is in your kingdom, reign, and community that we are made whole and well. Thank you for the gift of community and for each other. We pray for the wholeness in the body of Christ. Guide us in our comings and goings, that we may be, do, and walk in your love every day as your people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Peace
be with you. Oh, we're up front. Peace be with you all. Peace be with you.
Peace. Turn off my mic.
Peace be with you. Hey. Peace be with you. Hey, peace be with you. Just trying to make sure my microphone was off.
Let us pray. Merciful God, receive the gifts we bring, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Through this meal, unite us as your body, shining with the light of your justice and mercy.
For the sake of him who gave himself
for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O morning star, fair and bright, you have refreshed us again with heavenly food. You are our dearest treasure. Go with us now, today, tomorrow, every day, that we tell the story of your never-ending love and sing your praise both now and forever. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. Good job, guys. Thank you.
Are y'all listening?